Thanks for tuning into my new show, Get U.S. Market Ready with Italian Wine People. I'm Steve Ray, author of the book, How to Get U.S. Market Ready. And in my previous podcast, I shared some of the lessons I've learned from 30 years in the wine and spirits business, helping brands enter and grow in the U.S. market. This series will be dedicated to the personalities who have been working in the Italian wine sector in the U.S., their experiences, challenges, and personal stories. I'll uncover the roads that they walked, shedding light on current trends, business strategies, and their unique brands. So, thanks for listening in, and let's get to the interview.
Before the show, here's a shout out to our new sponsor, Ferro Wine. Ferro Wine has been the largest wine shop in Italy since 1920. They have generously supplied us with our new t-shirt. Would you like one? Just donate 50 euros and it's all yours. Plus, we'll throw in our new book, Jumbo Shrimp Guide to International Grape Varieties in Italy. For more info, go to italianwinepodcast.com and click donate, or check out Italian Wine Podcast on Instagram.
Welcome to this week's edition of Get U.S. Market Ready with Italian Wine People. I'm pleased and honored to have as a guest today, Ludovica Leone, who is dottoressa. Ludovica is the director of the Global MBA Food and Wine at the Bologna Business School, and I've had the pleasure of lecturing at the class a couple of times in person and also most recently in Zoom. So, Ludovica, why don't you give us a little intro to yourself before we get started with the interview?
First of all, thank you, Steve, for this invitation, and I'm really pleased to be here. So, as you said, I'm Ludovica Leone. I'm the director of the Global MBA Food and Wine at Bologna Business School, which is the business school of the University of Bologna. And as most of you will know, the University of Bologna is the oldest university in the Western world since it was born in 1088. The University of Bologna Business School was born just 20 years ago. So is pretty young. And our program, the Global MBA Food and Wine, is at its 10th edition this year. So it is also a young program, which is growing really fast.
I didn't realize it was that new. What was the impetus? Why did they create that?
Well, the Global MBA or the business school?
I get the business school, the Global MBA.
So the Global MBA, first of all, the Global MBA Food and Wine is just one of the tracks of Bologna Business School Global MBA. We decided to develop a Global MBA, which is global because we have both professors and students coming from all over the world. And we decided to create an MBA that was not directed just to a general MBA, a generalistic MBA, but we wanted to offer a program that was specialized in what are the pillars of Made in Italy productions. That is why our Global MBA is divided in different tracks. And we have, of course, the food and wine, and then we have the supercars, superbikes, and motorsports, since we are in Bologna, so at the center of of the Motor Valley. We have a design, fashion, and luxury goods track, a track in automation and robotics, since I don't know how many people are aware that in Bologna there is a huge production of automation and packaging valley also, and green energy and sustainable businesses. Again, in Bologna and in the Emilia-Romagna, there is a huge and rising interest in green businesses. So this is something that we decided to focus on. So our students in the first part of the master, in the first part of the course, have all classic MBA courses. And then in the second part of the master, they specialized in the industry they selected. And that is a little bit the distinctive characteristics that define our program compared to other programs, our other MBA programs around the world. And let me just say that we're really proud to be the only MBA that offer this kind of specialization. So that is why we decided to launch this program, to actually put in practice what our faculty was doing research on, and also to respond to the requests from the companies that we were working with. Because, you know, companies are always looking for new talents, international talents, especially in Italy, where we are looking for the internationalization of our company. And so to attract talents in those specific industries, we needed a special program. So that is a little bit why, the rationale why we started this program so a few years ago.
Can you give me a sense of the staff that's supporting it, the number of people in the system? And I do want to give a call out to Barbara Biondi, who is the one who coordinates everything that I do with Bologna Business School. But why don't you give me a little background on the number of people?
Okay, so the number of employees or the number of people working for the, which kind of number?
The staff at the university that are directly related to the business school.
Okay, so I can give you this number in a second moment because I don't have it in the moment, how many people work. Yeah, the faculty members, I can tell you there are more than 200 in general at the school. We have more than 500 companies that are in our network. And we have, in general, the school has 11 full-time masters, both in English and in Italian, and 13 executive masters. Plus, we have a lot of open programs or custom programs that we do directly with companies. So this is a little bit the numbers in terms of how many masters. In terms of many people, every year we graduate more or less 600 students, both young people. So let's say young, I mean, people that are that already have their bachelor degree, or half and half, 300 managers and entrepreneurs. So people that are there for executive programs.
So it's pretty large. Also, one of the things I've noted, this is more of a statement than a question, is very focused on the practical aspects of all this and the idea of working with companies to help shape that which you teach and get intern opportunities for the students so that they get real world rather than just academic experience. And you're dealing with five different tracks. There's motorsports, because I guess that's because Modena, that's kind of where all the car companies are located.
Yes, but also, you know, in Bologna, you have, so in Modena, you have Ferrari, but you also have, between Bologna and Modena, you have Lamborghini, you have Ducati in Bologna, we have Dallara in which is in Parma, near Parma. So we have very concentrated network of companies in the Motor Valley, and I'm sure I'm forgetting some.
You mentioned it was the oldest university in the world. The university itself is in downtown Bologna. Some of it got destroyed during World War II, but rebuilt. I particularly remember visiting the medical auditorium, which was this beautiful wood building. But the graduate school is housed in a villa that dates back a couple hundred years. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the headquarters of the Bologna Business School are on the hills of Bologna. You know, Bologna is not a very big town. It's a university town. The villa is located just 10 minutes from downtown Bologna, and is called Villa Guastavillani. Originally was owned by a cardinal named Guastavillani, and it was this is summer residence, let's say, that usually, you know, they had the downtown, the winter residence, and up on the hills where it was fresher during summer, they used to stay. And this villa is, say that is a 16th century, and is one of the elements that say that impressed the most both our students and our faculty who love being there studying and working. And but the villa is very, at the moment, the villa is not enough. So because, of course, we are growing a lot. So we are building exactly in front of the villa. We are building a new campus, which has been designed by a famous architectural office from Bologna, working on sustainable projects. And so in let's hope that soon we will see our new campus just in front of the villa.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. The I would comment for the people who are listening, too bad I can't show you photographs, but the classroom, I think that most of the courses are taught in, certainly the ones that I lecture at once a semester, is this old 15th century thing with frescoes on the ceiling and the big wooden beams and all, and in this huge fireplace, classic, you know, drawing room, I guess, from the 15th century or 16th century. And then they have a big wire with a projector coming down right over the head of the lecturer to a screen. So they've adapted this wonderful old room to modern teaching methods. Okay, one of the things that you guys impressed me was your connection with everything happening at Verona Fiere, and particularly with Stevie Kim. Stevie was a commencement speaker about 3 years ago. She's the force, of course, behind the Italian Wine podcast that we're listening to right now. And you also have done a couple of intern programs with her, kind of as a result of the commencement speech. Can you tell us about your relationship with all that's going on in Verona?
Yeah, so of course. So first of all, Stevie is she's a force of nature. So we the moment we met, I think that we met in New York a few years ago, thanks to Marco Caprai, and we immediately started to talk and the possibilities of collaborating with our program. And what we did was inviting Vinitaly International for small seminars, and then Stevie offered to our students several times interns position, because as you mentioned before, we have a strong relationship with many companies, and both in the food and in the beverage, so in the not only in the wine, but in general in the beverage industry. Vinitaly International is one of these companies. And thanks to these companies, so thanks to Stevie, among the others, we were able to attract our students, to attract talents, and also to let these talents remain in our territory. Because Stevie, in the past, and Vinitaly International hired a few of our students. So it is very interesting, the fact, you know, it's very international environment. So it was not really difficult for them to find a vibrating environment, very active. And they always tell me that they learn a lot from Stevie and from Vinitaly International. So this is just one of the things that we did together. But as you also mentioned, in our Global MBA, we have a course that I teach. It's called Business Development Lab. And it's not actually a frontal class. It's more a laboratory where we work with students and companies. As students were like consultants, and we work on a specific project. And let's say that twice we worked with Vinitaly International on their projects. So for example, last year we worked with a group of students on a new version on Wine to Wine, which I'm sure you know is the B2B fair of Vinitaly International. And the students worked thoroughly to develop a new format, new ideas, new contents, speakers, suggestions for enhancing the fair. And of course, COVID arrived, so everything was the ideal of the event was in presence, but then it was not. So that's a little bit what happened.
So the classes are taught in English, which is the only way that I could. But then COVID came. So how does a university class that really is defined by the physical presence of international students in this international city of Bologna, how did you adapt to the impact of COVID?
Well, we reacted very fast to the outbreak of COVID, because before the Italian government launched the lockdown, we decided to move everything online and to avoid the classes in presence last year. And we were able to transport everything, all the classes, all the seminars online. And this was, of course, a pity for many students that arrived in Italy to visit companies, to visit fairs, to interact with people from the industry, to travel the country and see directly what are the specificities of our productions. And we tried to balance these with plenty of webinars. Leadership talks, virtual company tours, and everything that we could do. And this was last year. While we were a little bit, scared of what would happen this year, because we were, from September 2020, let's say, this academic year, we were a little bit skeptical, because we were thinking, oh my God, now who is going to come? And to apply to this program. Because people cannot travel and are afraid to travel. Everything is just a big question mark. And we were very I mean, we saw a very huge reaction from students, from prospect students. And this year we had a great class. So the numbers didn't change. We had maybe the students were more motivated than in the past because they've made a big investment in this moment to, you know, to quit their job, to come and to follow their passion. So I think that there was a really challenging year. We had a few months online and few months in presence. So we had the possibility to have the usual visits that we do, not of course all of them, but I've seen that, you know, students, even though they finish the classes, now they are continuing to go visiting companies, especially wineries in this period. They are traveling all Italy to, you know, to keep up with the things they lost in these months.
I wanted to give a shout out to Kathy Hoyha, who's president of Enolytics and a mutual friend of ours. And Kathy introduced me to you. But tell us a little bit about what Kathy does and her class.
Yeah, so Kathy, yes, is a great friend. Also, she introduces us, so I cannot thank her every time. I thank her a lot. So Kathy started to have a seminar, you know, at the school. I met her during a Vinitaly. And a few years ago, we were sitting together at lunch, just randomly, you know, the serendipitous meeting that you do during these events. We just get connected and we started to be in touch and to talk. And so she came for a seminar, and then now she's teaching at the school. I think that's the fourth year that she teaches. And she has a course called Innovation and Narration in the food and wine industry. So she talks about innovation in terms of business model innovation, in terms of product innovation, and how to communicate also, you know, innovation. So, of course, now she's an expert, you know, big data and the use of big data in this industry. And so I think that her approach is always something that students love. And the fact also that she brings a lot of, you know, experiences from different speakers is something that students really appreciate. The fact that she has a direct approach on this business is something that students love. Because, you know, as you mentioned also before, we have a lot of academics in the program, but we prefer to give students also the real perspective on the business. So they come here to learn how to work in this industry. And so it's very important that they have connections with people that work in the industry, not just study the industry. So we think that the two perspectives are complementary. And so they have a lot of professors, I mean, coming from, we say practitioners, but entrepreneurs, managers, professionals from the industry.
Cool. And that's Kathy's company. A shout out for that is Enolytics. And you can catch it online and see an outline of the kind of work that she does, both with Italian wineries as well as domestic U.S. wineries. Very interesting stuff. What other teachers do you have that are visiting that are doing interesting things that you would like to highlight?
So in general, our program, a part of our faculty is composed by professionals, as I was saying. So we rely on a lot on our business network, and it's called Advisory Committee Network. And this is made by leading companies in the industry that participate in designing and implementing our program. So, for example, one of these companies is Biondi Santi, just to name one. And in the wine industry, we have, as I was saying, so Giampiero Bertolini, for example, this year hosted a student for a tour of the company and talking with them. We work, for example, with also with Antinori, and we had students going to the company to visit the company with their export manager. We have every year we bring students to visit Arnaldo Caprai company. So we have Marco introducing the company to them and talking about Sagrantino. So these are just a few names for the wine industry. And as for the food companies working with us, we have Granarolo, we have COP, we have Fabri, many companies that come and teaches to our students. Grupo Montenegro, which is a very famous beverage company, not just beverage, because they are very famous also in the food, but very famous for the brand Montenegro, but they work also on in the food industry. So these are part of the company names. In terms of our faculty, let's say just academic faculty, we have professors coming from all over the world. Italian professors that live abroad and international professors. So coming from different countries and different universities. So this year, for example, we had the opportunity to have Alec Ross, who came as a distinguished visiting professor and talking about international relations to our student. We have Alan Wolf, who is a professor of engineering and at Technion from Israel. We have so very different profiles, as you see, not only in the food industry, the food and beverage industry. We have professors coming from NYU, we have professor coming from Yeseg. So we have very large network of professionals and professors coming from different different universities and different different countries. Aside from our core faculty, of course, from the University of Bologna.
I was particularly pleased when one year I lectured there, and I guess it was before. Well, it must have been Vinitaly, and saw a bunch of the students at Vinitaly, and the same thing at Wine to Wine, which was the business-to-business conference you mentioned earlier that Stevie puts on in Verona. It used to be or is in November, December, and I think it might actually be live this year. So Wine to Wine is something to put on your calendars. But it was great to see the students there and interact with them outside the campus while you're there with a whole bunch of people from the industry. And that was, I think, very effective, not only just for the students, for networking and looking for jobs and connections and so forth, but also for the companies that attended. So I'd like to bring this to a close. And I always ask this question, what is the big takeaway? We talked about a bunch of things. Of what we spoke about, for what do you think is the most useful thing that you talked about today that our listeners might be able to take away from this conversation?
So I think that, yeah, for me, the biggest takeaway is always when I talk about this program is always about sense making, you know, trying to understand what we did, what are we doing, trying to understand if we are doing it right and what can we do best. And in terms of what people can take away from these, I think is the importance of education and continue to, you know, the vital relevance of education, even in the toughest period and in this in crisis moment, you know, because we this year was really challenging for our students, for example, but and for companies, but I think that was very enriching for them, and they had the best year of their lives, even though it was the pandemic. And I think that investing in education and continue to think about what we can do best, what can we learn, how can we, you know, also learn from each other. What that's one of the biggest thing that we try to push students to do, you know, to have these, to be have this big family where they can leverage on each other and learn from each other.
That was Ludovica Leon, who is the director of the Global MBA for Food and Wine at Bologna Business School, founded in 1088. I love saying that. Thank you very much for participating in today's conversation.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you to the organizers of this podcast. Thank you for listening, and see you soon.
And yeah, it all comes back to Stevie. That's kind of the the genesis of so much that happens in Italian wines these days. So thank you, Stevie. This is Steve Ray. Thank you very much for listening to Get U.S. Market Ready with Italian Wine People. And we'll be back next week with another edition of the show. And a big thank you to Ludovica Leon for taking time out of her schedule to share her comments with us. And we'll see you all next week. Thank you. This is Steve Ray. Thanks again for listening on behalf of the Italian Wine Podcast.